Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3 tonight. You can stay standing if you would. And I want to say I appreciate this church and your faithful support and help to us. And always enjoy getting to come to Island Ford Baptist Church. I appreciate the people here. Always been a blessing to us. And Brother Hall's here, Brother Shepherd. It's amazing what the Lord's done for this church. Amen. And so I appreciate the opportunity to come. And you pray for me tonight. I call them sometimes a cookie cutter message, you know, that God give us. And they actually use it and let us preach it at different places. Amen. And so I've kind of felt that way about tonight. And most of the time you feel good about it, God will change direction. Yeah. But the Lord's given me a burden of my heart. Amen. And I preached a revival a few weeks back. And, you know, I sat down. I want to do what the Lord had me to do. But I kind of wrote down maybe some messages the Lord had me to preach. Well, I preached two of those in three nights. The Lord just threw something in there He wanted to do. Amen. That's what we need anyway. Amen. We need what the Lord has for us and not what I have. But this is what God's given me, and I want to try to be a help to you. Some things have been said here this evening that kind of confirmed this. And so let's read 1 Peter chapter 3, and we'll read down through verse number 7. All right? The Bible says in 1 Peter 3 and verse number 1, "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be the outward adorning of the plaiting of hair, or wearing of gold, or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, if as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." Now, as I read that, and hope this ain't right, but we joke a lot about the home and the wife's role and the husband's role, and we cut up with each other, and that's fine to an extent, amen. But this is the Word of God, amen. And probably the ladies might have got tense when I read some of these verses. Maybe the men got thinking, yeah, let them have it. But tonight I want to look at this, but I want to look at what verse 4 says. It says, "But let it be the hidden man of the heart." And I want to preach on this thought, a heart for the home. A heart for the home. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this opportunity to be in your house. Thank you, Lord, for this privilege that it is to stand before your people. God, I need your touch tonight. I need your help. God, I want to be a help to your people in whatever way you see fit tonight. I pray that you'd speak through me. I pray, God, that you would help homes here tonight. No doubt, God, what a day that the devil is on fire against the home. And you said that he come down having great wrath, for he knoweth he hath but a short time. And I pray, God, tonight that you take your word and, Lord, use me and your word, God, to help your people, this church, and the homes that are represented here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated tonight. And I want to preach on that thought here tonight, a heart for the home. And when I read this, Brother Shepherd, I see when it says here to the women here, it's a lot of things that God may say directly in the Scriptures to women. It doesn't leave us out, because you'll find verse number 1 of chapter number 3, it says, "Likewise." Now, the last thing that God said there, if you ladies say, well, that's a tall order to do what the Word of God says for me to do as a wife and to be in subjection to my husband, but the Bible says you ought to do that likewise like Christ. In the verses before that, it said, "For even hereunto we call, because that Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he's reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself," now listen to that, "but committed himself unto him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin might live unto righteousness. It said, by whose stripes you're healed." The Bible said, "For you're a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd shepherd and bishop of your souls. And the very next word said likewise. Amen. Hey, the greatest example for a husband and the greatest example for a wife and the greatest example for children tonight, which makes up a home. Amen. Now, God may have a home and He didn't bless it with children, or it may have been God's will for them not to have a child. But for the most part, a child with a mother and a father and children, the greatest example that you could be in the role God's placed you in is to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so tonight, you look at this text and throw the men in there, verse number 7. It said, likewise, ye husbands. I said men because that's what God has. A man and a woman, a husband and a wife. It doesn't matter what society says. It doesn't matter what the polls said. Hey, God made no provision anywhere in the Word of God for a woman to submit to a woman, a man to love a man. Amen. Hey, God's showed us what it is to have a home biblically out of the Word of God. And I believe tonight one of the greatest needs that we have in our day is for mama and daddy, husband and wife, and even the children to have a heart for the home that God's blessed them with. Amen. And by the way, it's not this old wicked heart. I believe when God says right there, Brother Shepherd, when He says, let it not be the outward adorning, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. Hey, no doubt that's not talking about the heart that you can't see. It's not talking about the one Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 17 where he said the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I believe this is talking about that new flesh heart that God puts inside. Would you agree with that, Brother Shepherd? It's talking about the inward man. Hey, the same man by the grace of God. And listen, your home will never be what it ought to be if you've never been saved by the grace of God. I know some people that wasn't saved and they do the honest things of taking care of their family and paying the bills and loving their wife and loving their children. They were not abusive, but they were not saved by the grace of God. You never be the husband or the wife or even the child that you need to be unless you've been born again by the grace of God. And get that heart of Almighty God living on the inside of you. Amen. And so that's what we need in our homes. I wonder tonight, mamas, daddies, how's your heart concerning your home? Amen. Amen. We think about, as Brother Shepherd said there in the prayer room, said some other things. I guess I'm just flesh myself. I'm trying to get away from this unless it is just God's will. I understand for the most part this may be more of a pastoral message, but it's God's Word, so it's any kind of message. Amen. But He talked about the Henry family and what they've been going through and the Tarvin family and what they've been going through. I tell you, the Lord's allowed. We're up there close to them. We've got to go a few times and look them face to face and look them eyeball to eyeball and see them rejoicing over the peace God's given them, but seeing their heart broke in certain areas and different ways, and no doubt what kind of grace that God has given to that family. But you know what it did for me? It's made me want to have a greater heart for the home God's blessed me with. Amen. Hey, listen, I wasn't brought up in a home where a mother and a father was together. Hey, my dad, and I love my dad and I pray for him. He needs to be born again. But the night I was born, as far as I understand, he is cheating on my mom and he ain't ever been around hardly at all. And listen, I'm not giving you a sad story, but I thank God that my children have been in the house of God since it's in their mama's womb. Amen. I'm glad that God gave me my wife, and I'm undeserving of it tonight. And I tell my wife tonight, I want to have a better heart for our home. Amen. How's your heart concerning your home tonight? I'll probably, in case you men got a thing, read that text, go verse by verse. I do that most of the time, but it probably won't be that way tonight. I'm gonna deal mostly tonight, probably, with the head of the home and the man. I've found out in my own life, hey, believe it or not, I hadn't been a perfect husband, and I hadn't been a perfect dad. You believe that or not? Amen. But listen, I hadn't been that, but I want to be better. Amen. Amen. There's a reason that there's an attack on men in general in America today. Amen. They're trying to feminize men and masculinize women.
I said they're trying. They've done it. Amen. And it's everywhere around us. But if nothing else, I want to say this young generation tonight, I want to say to you, Brother Josh, you're about to get married. God's going to hold you in great accountability for that home. Amen. He's going to hold you and me more accountable for our home, no doubt, than is the wife and the children. Amen. And so tonight, it said, let it be the hidden man of the heart. In that which is not corruptible, amen. Even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit. You know what he's saying there? He's saying that some people say, well, that's just how I was. Or that's just how I am. Sorry, I'm not the husband ought to be, the wife ought to be. That's just how I am. If you've been born again, you don't have to be just as you are. Does that make sense tonight? You can be like Christ. And that's the great need tonight of our homes is Christ's likeness. Amen. And I say tonight there's some areas that we need to be right at the best we can. We need to be right in our heart. Amen. We need to be right in our heart. And I'm first of all talking about being born again. But I'm talking about just being as right with God as you can be in every area and every avenue. Because if you have a home, you need to have your heart right in many different situations. I tell you, the home will try your heart. Amen. Need to be right in your heart. And you need to be right in the house of God. Amen. I believe what will make the house of God right and what it ought to be is the people of God in the house of God are right in their heart. Amen. And I believe the way you'll be right in the house of God is to be right in your heart, and the way you'll be right in the home is to be right in your heart. Amen. I tell you tonight, when's the last time, Daddy, that you spent more time on your knees in a closet somewhere praying that God save your children? Hey, Granddaddy, it ain't time to just quit on God. Grandmother, it's time to love each other, and it's time to dedicate yourself to be right with God. Amen. Hey, it's time to get right with God and whatever avenue that it is. There's homes weighing in the balance tonight. We get on this world how wrong they are about the home. We need to get on ourselves about are we right where we ought to be for our home, amen. How's your heart about your home tonight, men? Your heart cares more about hunting and fishing and ball games and work. Your heart cares more about that than it does about going home to your wife and your children and just being around them. Amen. Does this make sense tonight? Hey, listen, you better be right in your heart. Be born again by the grace of God. Hey, it's one thing that you can't get a burden for this world, but there's something wrong when you can't get a burden for your home.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. And tonight, I believe that's one of the greatest. I believe we ought to go into all the world. We ought to try to reach all the people that we can. I've heard of evangelists that have reached cotton ends and lost their home.
Right.
Yeah, amen. Yes, so tonight, I'd say what you'll gather out of this, that all of us, husbands, wives, and children, that the Word of God teaches us about our home is we need to be saved, subjected, and submitted. Amen. And all of that to Christ. And even in that, the Bible talks about the head of every woman is the man. Amen. Hey, 2018, that's still the book. Amen. The head of every woman's a man. The head of every man's Christ. Amen. And hey, the saved, subjected, and submitted. Amen. Now, by the grace of God, all of our children profess to be saved. I hadn't led them in any kind of a prayer. In fact, I've told them, Brother Hall, I'm not trying to get them to doubt it, but I said, you know what? This is what I feel like, Brother Shepherd. The best answer I can give, some people have said, well, I got saved so young, and God saved you. I don't believe in necessarily an age of accountability, but a time, amen. I believe there's a time of that. That's between God and that person, amen. I've got some own ideas what I think might be an age, but listen, my children, some of them got saved, I guess they're 7, 8, 9 years old, and I've heard people struggle with that, and I said, well, I guess the best way you know is as you grow more toward God or more toward the world. If you grow more toward the world as a good, high likability, you've never been born again. Even if you did be a part of the church all your life, and you know the Bible and know all the songs, it's Christ in you. Amen. And the Bible said that we have Christ in us if we've been born again. And if we got Christ in us and you're young, you have a greater opportunity to live for God and to follow the Holy Ghost. That's the best way I know how to say it. I didn't try to make them doubt, but I said if you grow up and you got a rebellious heart against God, against your parents, against godly things, most likely you've never been born again.
Amen.
I don't know all the answers, but I believe that's one God gave me as I pray.
Amen.
We ought to want our whole house to be saved. Amen. I think about some people in the Word of God, and I won't go to all of them. I think about some people in the Word of God. The Bible said their whole family was saved. And now some of it was talking about physical salvation was a good picture of spiritual salvation. Amen. I wonder tonight, Daddy, Mama, how serious are you about the salvation of your children? Amen. Let me get a drink of water and go a little while. I believe that's what the Lord ordered, Brother Shepherd.
Yes,
amen. You know, I know it can help any church and every church. You've heard it said, and it bears repeating that. So goes the home, so goes the church.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. The devil can get your home in a mess. He can get these seats empty. He can get the word to go down. If he can get your heart in a mess and get your heart wrong toward God and toward your spouse and toward your children. But we ought to be praying that first one there about him being saved. I remember, thank God, the Bible says that Paul and Silas was headed up to the house of God, the hour of prayer, amen. And remember that damsel come along. You know the story there, hope you do. I don't have time to tell all of it. But hey, they got put in prison. And the Bible said at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. I believe the jailer heard them too, amen. Hey, the prisoners heard them, and the jailer no doubt heard them, and God heard them, amen. And God shook the jail cell, and the Bible said that He did a work on the hearts of them inmates. They all stayed there, amen. Hey, God did a great work. I believe it's possible all them inmates got born again through that, amen. Hey, I ain't seen very many criminals. If the gate was open, they wasn't getting out.
Right.
At least one of them, amen. And so God, I believe God gave Paul, they call it a word of knowledge today, you know, and they pervert that. I believe God let him know because he is in the inner prison. And Paul cried out when that jailer was going to kill himself. He said, do thyself no harm, for all here. Amen. And the Bible said he came and fell down before Paul and Silas. And he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Amen. And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And the Bible said the same hour of the night, he rose up, took them down to his house, he washed their stripes, and Paul preached to his family, and the Bible said they all got born again.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, what was that? I don't know. Maybe this will work down at your house if you want your children to be saved. Maybe you need to wash up the image of the man of God.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, when they come down there, the Bible tells us they've been beat, and that Philippian jailer put them in stocks, and the Bible said he thrust them into the inner prison. Amen. And there's dirty, no doubt, and all of that. And you know what? When that old Philippian jailer got saved, he washed the man of God, washed his stripes, amen, and cleaned up the man of God. Does that make an application tonight? I'm telling you why maybe some of your grandkids are not getting born again, and your children, is you got something dirty to say about the man of God, you better get right, amen. Hey, well, say, why should I? Because if you have a heart for your home needs a man of God. Hey, he ain't perfect, amen. But if he's God's man, you better love him and clean him up in the sight of this world. That makes sense tonight. You say, well, I've already went too far. It'd be good tonight. It'd help your home. If you got a heart for your home, it'd be good to come tonight. And so I'm going to do everything I can to restore the image of a man of God in my home.
Amen.
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 I believe that's a lot of the problem. So there was a washing going on down there at the Philippian jailer's house. Washed up the man of God. He preached to them, amen. And they got born again, the whole house. Isn't that what it says?
Amen. You look over there in Hebrews 11, the Bible said, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. As far as we know, everybody in Noah's family got in there. Amen. That's what the Word of God says. I understand that that's talking about a physical salvation from a physical flood and wrath and judgment of God. But I don't believe it's any damage. I'll say that's a good picture, amen, of what it'll take in her heart. You know what? You know what saved them from physical death, from that flood? A type of Christ.
Right.
That right? Noah was working on a type of Christ. You boys, before you want to get an old gal, so she's pretty and I love getting married one day, I tell you, best thing you can do for her is to make yourself more like Christ. Yeah. I say make yourself. Get in that book. Pray, amen. If you're not born again, get born again. Yeah. Don't mess up some lady's life. It's going to be hard enough if you don't know the book. If you do know the book, it's going to be hard enough.
Right.
Y'all scared to death.
Yeah.
They probably still got cooties to y'all. That's good.
Amen.
Amen. Bible said Noah prepared an ark to the saving of his house. The Bible said by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. That Philippian jailer's house, there's a washing going on, amen. And that in Noah's house, there's a work going on. 120 years. Hey, and I, you know what? I'm sure there may have been a time in his son's life, they said, you know what, Dad? Everybody hates your preaching of righteousness, amen. Everybody wonder what you're doing out here. And he said, listen, son, God told me to do it this way. God told me judgment's coming. He said, get in the ark and help me build this ark. Hey, got him involved in the work of God. Amen. I think about old Rahab. Amen. Amen. You read over there and I ain't got time and I got a lot more points. Amen. Usually I'm preaching with the preacher behind me. I guess I got time tonight. Amen. Anyway, these fellas doing the radio station anyway, they said this is their time to sleep. They ain't nodded off yet. Amen, Brother Hall. Hey, Rahab, she is down there and somebody told her about the God of Israel. She said, we've heard what he's done to the other gods in the other lands. We've heard about him.
Yeah.
Amen. It's one thing to hear about him. It's another to believe on him.
Right.
And by faith, Rahab received those spies. Amen. Hey, I believe because she'd already known their God. She'd believed on him some way, somehow. Amen. Does that make sense tonight? And listen, she hid the spies. And whenever Joshua's men came in there, she said, hey, would you spare my father's house? Would you spare my sister? You read in that text over there. Is she named who all? She wanted to be spared. Hey, when's the last time you talked to God about somebody need to be spared and delivered from the wrath and judgment of God? Hell's real. Judgment's real.
Yes, sir.
First place you ought to hear about it's in the home.
That's right.
But you too busy, Dad.
Yeah.
You got your buddies. You've got yourself, that pretty thing you look at in the mirror every day, and you love yourself, amen. You say, how do you know? I got some of that in me. All of us got it in us. This ain't going to be Osteen patting your head, amen. Osteen said the other day, when they asked him why he didn't preach against stuff, he said, I think people feel too guilty already. He just don't feel guilty about all that money coming in his pocket. Amen. Let me get back to Rahab. My wife tells me I never finish a story. Rahab made a list down there. She said, when you come back, amen, just say my dad's household, my sister's. And she went to Naaman, and Joshua's men said, hey, when we come back, you put this scarlet cord on the window. When we come back, everybody's in the house with you. Amen. Everybody's in the house with you. You look over a few chapters later, and they come in there, and God destroyed that city. Thank God all of them got out there. Amen. Her father's household. And the Bible said all of them that were with her.
Amen.
Amen. We can't save our children. That's in God's hands. But I believe we're going to give an account one way or the other.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
yes. I wonder tonight, Rahab is down there and she went from destruction to deliverance. Amen. You know what they did when they went into that city and they destroyed? You know what they did? Then they set it afire. Amen. There's still a fiery burning hell tonight. And the Bible says that foolishness is bound to the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. That wasn't what I wanted, but it'll work. Amen. It talks about chastening betimes and you'll save his soul from hell or deliver him from hell. I ain't talking about you can beat him, beat sin out of him. But I tell you what, discipline and showing the authority God set up, make a world of difference, but you ain't got time. Your heart's somewhere else. Got a heart for your home tonight. You lost a heart for your home. Amen. I don't have a great heart for my home, Brother Shepherd. I didn't have a home. I'm glad I got one now. It breaks my heart to see how the devil tries to destroy it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen. So tonight we ought to pray for him to be saved. You know, the devil's second attack was on the home. Amen. As far as in the Word of God, as far as I understand, his second attack was on the home. His first attack was against God. Wasn't that right? He said, I'll be like the Most High and I'll sin and all of that. I believe that's for what happened there in the garden. Is that right? Amen. And his second attack was on the home. Hey, and by the way, you young men, you know what God did? He wanted to start a home. He made a man.
Right.
You ladies wouldn't be here if it wasn't for a man.
Right.
Now, the rest of us men ought to be grateful. The women that we're here in this world, amen, and thank God. But the first woman came from the first man. Amen, what the Word of God says. And listen, God put him out there in that garden, and you know what he gave him right off the bat? He gave him a job.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
He gave him a command.
Yep.
Amen. He gave him a home, and in that home he gave him a job, and he gave him a command, and then he gave him a wife.
Right.
That's a good order to start in.
Right.
Our home's falling apart because men ain't willing to work, amen, and women having to be out of the home because a bunch of men want a boat, a gun, they want everything they can get this world has to hold, and their heart's on everything. Get your heart on your home.
Amen.
Amen. The devil attacked there. I tell you what, I got 3 points on the main message, but every message ever preached on the home is flashing in my mind right now.
Yeah,
amen. I think about over there in the God, devil out there in Genesis chapter number 3, and you know what the devil did in the first home? He's doing the home now.
Yep.
Amen.
Still
he's still doing the same old thing. Isn't it sad we fall for the same old thing? I fall for it sometimes, amen. I fall for it more than I want to. Do you know the first thing he did and what he's doing to the home? He's making the homes of this day, just like he did the first one, to doubt the Word of God.
Right.
And I read some of that here today. And by the way, the context dealing with a woman who has a lost husband. Listen, if you're here tonight, you got a lost husband, don't lose heart for your home, amen. Do your best. Try to win him to the Lord the biblical way, amen. Stay with the context. But you know what the devil did? He made them doubt the Word of God. He said, yea, hath God said. Amen. And that not only that, after he got them to doubt the Word of God, and this would have come after it. You start doubting the Word of God, you'll start desiring the world. Amen. Hey, they started doubting the Word of God, like the devil said, and then the devil said of every tree of the garden, she said, we may not eat. He said, the tree that's in the midst of the garden, we're not to touch it lest we die. He said, you shall not surely die. And the Bible said when the woman saw the fruit that it was one to be desired. Amen. Listen, as far as I understand there, God gave them 99% of everything in there, but just don't touch it. That'd be right, brother. Is that right? Listen, God's blessed us beyond measure as children of God. And if you've got a home where you come to church and your family professes to be saved, don't desire this world. Hey, desire God. Amen. I desire the things of the world. Don't doubt God's Word. And don't desire the world. You know why? Whenever they got to doubting the Word of God and desiring that world that they saw, that lust of flesh, lust of eyes, pride of life, it disrupted their walk with God.
That's right. Sure did.
Amen.
Yep.
I don't reckon God had ever, that probably wasn't the first time He'd ever come out there. Let me just throw this in there. You know what home ought to be? It ought to be like that walk in that garden with God.
Amen.
I understand because we're flesh and because of the devil, it ain't going to be like that all the time. I wonder if it's ever like that at all. I tell you, my family needs a lot of improvement, especially the dad. Amen. They get up there and sing. I love to hear them sing here in the church. But you know where I love to really hear them sing? As sometimes I'll be in the back of the house and they'll get in there and start singing. I'll say, praise God. Y'all don't hear me. I don't holler it out. Maybe I should. I'll say, praise God. Thank the Lord. And singing for you. Amen. I'm saying, God, work a desire for you in their heart. Amen. Let us walk with you in our heart. Hey, do you walk with God in your home? You walk with the world. Hollywood. You know what's wrong with our homes? We're walking with Hollywood. And to tell the man of God, three services enough during the week and Hollywood all day. Hey, Hollywood is making bossy women and prissy men.
You're right.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
How's your heart for your home?
Amen.
What kind of heart you young men praying about a home got?
Amen.
Amen. It gets you to doubt the word. Let me just say again what I read. A lot of that just got turned off. That don't apply today. Isn't that right? You know what you're doing? You're doubting the Word of God. I'm not saying it's easy. Amen? And you got a good desire for the world. That's what's wrong. You hear me, Dad? I'm not being mean to you. I'm telling you. Amen? It's disrupted your walk with God. Maybe there's a time when you come home from work and they tell you you've been walking with God and you walk in. I've been guilty, but I'm telling myself tonight. I ain't supposed to do that. Preacher ain't supposed to preach against yourself. I don't always walk in after a long, hot day of work just wanting to shout glory.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. I've tried to gather myself before I got home, and sometimes I've gathered myself and I've done pretty good. All you men, don't look at me like that. Sometimes I thought I had it all together and walk in the house and something's gone on with old knothead boy. Boy, that hope that I had just went out the door. You men gonna help me or not tonight? Amen. Do you know what I think of that Holy Ghost putting a check on my heart said, you better get your heart right for your home, amen. You better get your heart right for your home. I want to walk with Him, amen. There's a high likability. If I walk with Him, they'll walk with Him, amen. Hey, thank God. It disrupted their walk with God. And you know what happened when they doubted the Word of God and they desired the world? It disrupted their walk with God. You know what happened? They started developing the devil's ways. Blaming. Lying. Murdering. That what we got today?
Yes,
we've left God's way out of the home.
Right.
We've got blaming, lying, murdering.
Yes, sir. Sure do.
Say, what happened? First home's heart was turned to their own desires and not God's. Does that make sense tonight?
Yes, sir.
So tonight, I'm just going to give you the other three that I had out of this text tonight, a heart for the home. So how can I have a heart for the home, preacher? I'll say, Dad, husbands, amen, be the head.
Amen.
It's one thing, stand up and say, I'm the head, be the head.
Right. Amen.
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 Ain't cause you smarter than she is. I mean, she's almost smarter than I am. She's a lot smarter than I am. I shouldn't have said that with her here, should I, Brother Hall? Man, you ain't the head because you're just so much smarter.
Nope, that's right. Nope.
Amen. You know what I thought about a head and what the head's responsibility is to do? The head, I look at a head, I guess I'm just talking about head, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's eyes.
Uh-huh.
There's ears. I'm amazed how some men let their daughters, even their sons, walk out of the house. What's wrong with your eyes?
Yes, brother. Amen.
The head's supposed to think.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. When's the last time you sat down and stopped thinking about what you want to do, head?
Yeah. Right.
And thought about what's best for the family. what the needs the wife has. Amen. Hey, you can tell a lot. Those eyes and those ears, that's on the head. No doubt God gave us eyes and ears for one thing, to protect us from enemies. I wonder if you got enough spiritual discernment, Mr. Head, that you can tell when the wolf's around, the lion's around. So I promise you, he is.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
It's got eyes and ears. It's got a mouth, communication.
Yeah.
Man, I fail at this one. My wife said, "Why don't you ever talk to me?" I try to play it off, so you just talk all the time. I'm going to get in trouble in this mess, Brother Shepherd.
Yes, sir.
I'm just preaching, honey. But they need some communication. I'm preaching to me now, amen.
Sure.
I'm really a keep to myself type person a lot of ways. But listen, by the way, it's got eyebrows. My wife says I communicate with my eyebrows. Mean. Amen. And sometimes I do it and don't even know it, but there's times where she caught me and said, "Well, what's wrong with you?" And something's wrong. Does this make sense tonight? And what I'm saying is, ahead, we ought to try our best to worry about the communication and the emotion of the home. When's the last time you thought enough about her emotions and her the communication with her, worried more about her than was about you or the co-workers? Amen. You got a heart for the home, you'll have a great desire to be the head.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says in Ephesians 5 that husbands, love your wives as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. And the Bible says, and even as Christ is the Savior of the body, and the Bible talks about no man ever hated his own body. And the wife, if you're the head, your wife is your body. Does that make sense? Now, surely to goodness, I'll go ahead. I've heard enough. But listen here, young men. She ain't your abuse toy or dummy.
Amen.
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 It don't make you a man to slap a woman.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Well, say, she needs to realize my authority. Your authority, if you have any, is given you from God. Amen. And you don't beat yourself up or abuse yourself. You do something wrong with you. Amen. Hey, listen, there ain't no God, and you ain't a head, and you ain't got any authority by being abusive and beating a woman.
Amen.
If you really, really beat a woman, you probably need to get born again. You're probably destined for hell. Amen. I'm saying this 2018, and I'm not saying because I'm new. We better get back to plain Bible preaching.
Amen.
If any provide not for his own, that don't just mean feed him.
Right.
There's things need to be provided in the home. Ain't just putting food on the table and paying bills. Thank God for that. That said, if any man provide not for his own, especially of his own household, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Is this all right, Pastor? Amen. Be the head. Said to love your wives as your own body, and Christ is the Savior of the body. Amen. What are you doing to save your wife's body? Amen. To help her along. To be a blessing and a help. Man, it's got quiet. I need this tonight. You need this tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, the devil's distorting the home, isn't he? I'll tell you what, the other night, had some friends and they're wanting to be foster parents. They went to a foster parent class. There's two lesbians sitting there. What do you say? Amen. Sodomites. They're calling that a home. And our government's sanctioning it. And I promise you about those perverts, they're just after more flesh. And I don't hate them. If they can be born again, I want them to be. Amen. And I know God maybe can save some of them, but you have to agree with the Bible. Some of them reprobates and they're predestined for hell, not because they was from birth, but because they rejected God and they're reprobate. And I ain't a Calvinist, amen. You know what I'm saying? Don't confuse that on the radio.
Right.
So where'd all these sodomites come from? Well, where'd all that fornication? Adultery. Divorce and remarriage. Whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is put away committeth adultery. You say, who's that, Dr. Phil? Who is that, some seminary preacher? As the Lord Jesus Christ said that.
That's right. Amen.
You know why? Because he had a heart for the home.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. You got a heart for the home, Daddy.
Amen.
I tell you this. The older gray-headed one sitting here still ought to love that wife.
Amen.
There's some grandchildren that real high likely they're not seeing anything with the mom and the daddy, and if they at least see it from the grandparents.
That's right.
Hope they've seen it from both. Amen.
Right. Yes,
heart for the home. Ned, if you got a heart for the home, you'll be the head.
Amen.
God's called you to be.
That's right.
Amen. Let me go on tonight. These fellas starting to drift. They want to get back to the radio. Fine. Amen. That's the Bible, isn't it? Be the head. Think before you react. Man, sometimes so fast. Amen. Boy, I tell you, there's some things that went on in my home, and I'm sure I'm reaping what I've sowed on just not thinking and reacting. It's going to happen, amen.
Yes,
I tell you, the best thing I found to do is whenever I react without thinking, I try to think as soon as I didn't react without thinking. And then I try to think and turn around and tell them where I was wrong.
Yeah.
And tell them how I should have been right. And tell them that, hey, Daddy's not going to be perfect, but I sure want to be, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man, ain't parenting hard.
Yes,
ain't marriage hard. Amen. Husbands, be the head. Amen. That and this ought to just be simple, but I guess might as well. In this day, the your body, unless you're wrong, is not going to be unclothed.
Right.
Amen. Your body, unless something's wrong, you're not going to be bruised.
Right.
Bruised and unclothed. You'd be surprised how many young kids we pick up. And their life's a mess.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yep.
Somebody along the way didn't want to be the head.
Yep.
And it may be somebody didn't want to be the help that we'll get into next. But listen, let me say this tonight. Husbands, be the head.
Amen.
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 So how do I do it? I don't know how I want to tell you, but get in the book.
Amen.
Amen. I've tried to give you the Word of God. Amen. Say, husbands, be the head. Wives, be the help. We tie that, or we say it too fast sometimes. We say the help mate. That's not what the Bible says. Thank God for a help and thank God for a mate. But the Bible says a help, and we tie help meet and we put it all together. But a help meet, a help that is suitable, amen. Say, so what does that mean? Hey, God looked around there, saw the animals. He said, them hoofs ain't going to go with them hands. Did y'all get that? That horse brain ain't going to go with that human brain.
Right.
There's going to be time your flesh is going to... Forget it. You get married. That old flesh is going to rear up, amen.
Yep.
And you're going to think she's the dumbest person ever walked the earth. Don't worry, she's going to think that about you too. And outside of the mind of Christ, we are.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Amen. God looked there and He saw the hooves and He saw all those. Y'all see what I mean by that? It was a help that was suitable to meet His needs. He said, wasn't any of that in the animals? Amen. Wasn't any of that in any of His creation He made? And then He made a woman out of His rib. Amen. Hey, be that help meet, ladies. Back over in our text, and listen, whether you believe in wearing makeup, or and I believe what this is talking about, if you're completely against wearing makeup, that's fine, nothing wrong with that. Praise God, amen. But hey, I don't believe you can take this text and say it's wrong to put any on.
Right. Right.
Well, you can take it and say it's wrong to put too much on.
Right. Right.
But if you say it's wrong, you're saying the putting on of apparel is wrong.
Right.
And I believe we ought to put plenty of that on.
Right.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
And while we're on the home, I don't know what kind of woman's a help meet goes out in public showing every other man her flesh.
That's right.
Amen.
That is right.
You say it's a swimsuit. Well, if they looked in the window at you in your house, you'd call them a peeping Tom. But if you go out in public and change the material and make it waterproof, it's a bikini or a bathing suit. Hey, anywhere else, y'all get that tonight? So how's that helping the home? I'm telling you, it saddens me and sickens me to see a husband and a wife, and she's so immodest and wants the world to look at her. That's not a help meet. That's not a heart for your home. Amen. What he's saying here, verse number 2, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair. You know what he's saying there? He said, don't be so caught up with the beauty parlor. Amen. I believe you ought to beautify yourself and be presentable for your husband, and even in community be presentable, and you don't have to just be ugly. Amen. If he married you, he obviously didn't think he was ugly.
Amen.
Amen. You didn't think he was ugly. Amen. He said, now don't think that the beauty parlor is going to make you what you ought to be in this context. Don't think you're going to beautify yourself enough that you're going to win your lost husband. Nothing wrong with that. And even if he is lost, you ought to beautify yourself for it and be subject to him best you can. Amen. But listen, he said it ain't the beauty parlor. He said in the wearing of gold, it's not the jewelry store. Amen. He said in the putting on of apparel, it's not the shopping mall. Amen. It's none of that. And thank God that you can go and hey, don't get too expensive with it. Try to be frugal, amen. But listen, that's not what it's going to be.
Right, right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You can be beautiful to this world and ugly to God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Just be the help. Help meet. Husbands, be the head. Wives, be the help.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
And heads, accept the help. I got a hard time with that. Mr. Macho. Man, I ain't going to be able to go home and I'm going to have to get right now. Thanks a lot, Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to have to get right now, Brother Shepherd. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Accept the help, meet, that God gave you.
Amen.
Amen. So tonight, a heart for the home. Be the head, husbands. Be the help, wives. You want to be a holy woman or a Hollywood woman?
Amen.
You want to deal more with the outward or more with the inward? And last one here tonight, children, be the honor. Amen. Husbands, be the head. Wives, be the help. And children, be the honor.
Amen.
Go to Colossians chapter number 3, and I'm about done tonight. Here's a place here in Colossians, I believe it's chapter number 3, where it deals with all three of them together. Amen. Colossians chapter number 3. Let's start. This will go good for the home too. Start at verse 15. And I'll be done tonight. Amen. Colossians 3, verse 15. The Bible said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. There's that heart, amen. You want to have a heart for your home? Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. He said, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual song. By the way, let me stop there and say, you ought to sing at home.
Amen.
It'll help you, amen. Singing and with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. And look what verse 18, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest ye be discouraged. Hey, what can I add to that? chapter 6, verse 1 of Ephesians. You know, I turn there. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the earth which the Lord thy God given to thee. That's where the Old Testament says it. Amen. Young people, obey. You young people looking up here tonight? Listen, there's a great responsibility on the husband and the wife. But I tell you what, there are young people looking up here tonight. You're still in the home. Amen?
Yep.
Be obedient.
Amen.
You could pull a mom and a dad apart.
Yep.
They ought to stay together, but you could help the devil pull them apart.
Yep. Right.
Amen? Obedience is just for a little time, but honor's for a lifetime.
Amen.
It'd be awful hard the rest of your lifetime to honor your parents if you're doing obedient to them that little time.
Right.
Y'all hear that tonight, young people? Is that right, Brother Shepherd?
Yes, sir.
Just a little time, it goes by so fast.
Yes, sir.
You think they've grown up fast. I'm with them every day, and I can't believe how fast.
Yes, sir.
Listen again. Husbands, be the head.
Yep.
Wives, be the help. Children, be the honor.
Amen.
Honor them now by this little time of obedience so you can honor them later for the rest of their life.
Amen.
And Mom, Dad, if you want them to honor you the rest of your life, you better love them. Discipline them.
Yep.
This need tonight for a home, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's what God gave me. I wanted to preach tonight. Lord, let me preach this message a different place. The pen and player, you can be coming, so I'll quit. Amen. I wanted to preach on how to know you need revival.
Amen.
Out of Psalm 85. Been preaching a lot of places, enjoying. God wouldn't let me go, but you know what? God said we need revival in our home.
Yes.
Let's stand, every head bowed and every eye closed, just a few minutes. We need revival in our homes. Let's just start at the oldest here tonight. What's it like down there since the kids are gone? Is there still love in the home?
Amen.
There's still love, or you're the man. You're the head. You may be the head without a body for long. Amen. She plays softly, would you come? Listen tonight, I don't ever try to get people to come to the altar, just get them to come. And I'm telling you tonight, people need to come to the altar. I want to go to the altar. Do you have a heart for your home? I tell you what, it'd be good to get a heart for your children's home. You say they're just little. If the Lord doesn't come, you better get a heart for their home now. Would you come? Any of you young people come tonight? Are you obedient in your home? Are you showing honor to parents that want to bring you to the house of God, teach you the Word of God? How is it, Dad? What's your heart on more during the week? Well, I've got to stop here and do this and do that. Wife and the kids at home. Nothing wrong doing something every now and then, but listen, if it's a constant thing, you're after your desires and after the world. Me and you're praying, anybody else need to come? Maybe there's a young person lost here tonight. Boy, it'll be a good night to get born again. Get started early. Listen, Island Ford Baptist Church, if your homes ain't right, the church will not go on.